Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here, middle of the week, midweek, Wednesday, October the 26th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 55 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Kind of a dark and dreary and a little bit of a temperature drop from the last few days. Wednesday morning, last Wednesday in the month of October. How about that? Halloween or Beggar's Night comes up on Monday, and that will close out the month of October, and next Tuesday, we will be into November the 1st. And you know what that means? It's fruitcake tossing time. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. We've had a lot of entries into the fruitcake toss, which is great, but I keep thinking that it's far away, but when you really think about it, next Tuesday is the 1st of November, and this year, Thanksgiving, falls on the 24th of November. So really, there are only 24 days as of next Tuesday to Thanksgiving, which means we have a little longer Christmas season this year because Thanksgiving's coming pretty early. So we'll have about 5 weeks of the Christmas season. Boy, aren't you excited about that. And with our event coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m., from Thanksgiving, we will only have, let me see if I can get this right, 21 days until the fruitcake toss. So, we've really, as of next Tuesday, and I know I'm a little ahead here, as of next Tuesday, we'll have just about 50 days. So it is a little ways off. When you say 50 days, that sounds a little ways off. But we're making good progress, as they say. And again, I don't have both lists for the fruitcake toss in front of me. One's at the office, one is here. I'm going to have to take the one from home to the office on Friday. That way I can combine them and just carry around a fruitcake list. But right now in the fruitcake toss, we have Sarah, Judy Cressup, and a group of four that Sarah is bringing in her Honda Pilot. Pastor Whitaker's in this, Buckeye Guy, superfan, Fruitcake Lily. Ralph Thacker, we still don't know. He was our original fruitcake champion. Now, he has been entered, but we don't know if anybody has let him know. So if anybody knows Ralph Thacker or knows how to get a hold of Ralph Thacker or you see him in the store, let him know December 15th at 7 p.m. He has been entered into the fruitcake toss. Glenn Coble's in. James Anderson is in. Brandon is in. Angie is in. As of yesterday, Sheriff Bales is in. County Commissioner candidate Mark Davis, Dr. Davis is in. Ted Jolliffe is in. Mayor Kellogg is in. Linda is in here from the station. Adam is in. I am in. Harry Tackett is in. Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life is in. Bob Welsh from Columbus is in, also bringing a plaque for the winner. And, there was one other name on the tip of my tongue who is also in this thing. Oh, Abby. Abby's in this thing. So I think that's where we are right now, and I think that's 22 people when you add it all up. But boy, oh boy, do we have a fruitcake toss on our hands coming up December 15th at 7:10 p.m. Now, yesterday, we talked about some people who could not make it last year. Jim Ganahl, Colleen Marshall, they were both nominated last year and couldn't make it because of time constraints. We also had Mayor Schertzer, I believe, was entered last year. Police Chief McDonald, I believe. I don't know if Ray Grogan was entered last year or not, But I know somebody's working on that this year. I believe Fire Chief Deem. So I believe those are the people still being worked on. And if anybody has any updates, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Also, Ted Williams was entered last year, but I think he could not come because of a scheduling conflict. And I don't know if anybody's going to put Ted in this year. I don't think he has been put in, but that's the way that cookie crumbles. Do want to remind everybody again, Mary Ellen Withrow was entered into the fruitcake toss, but because of a broken leg that she sustained a week ago Sunday, she will not be able to participate, we don't think, in the fruitcake toss this year. But we do want to let people know, with her permission, that she is at Marion Point here in Marion, recovering from that. And the address there is 409 Bell Fountain Avenue. So if you wanted to send her a card or something of that nature, feel free to do so. Mary Ellen Withrow, Marion Point, 409 Bell Fountain Avenue. I don't know that she has the room number. I was over Saturday to visit her, and when I asked to see her, they just took me down to the room. So I don't know if there's a room number. But if you put her name on the card or whatever you send her, I'm sure they'll track her down. Now, again, so if you have any updates on the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Or anything else on your mind on this rainy, wet, gloomy Wednesday morning, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Kind of a slow week this week, to be honest with you. I think we're getting ready for the big elections and Halloween, and that kind of kicks off the whole holiday season. So it's a little bit of a slow time, but we're having fun with the Family Feud this week and a little bit of trivia, so we enjoy that. But any updates on the fruitcake toss? Or would you like to put anybody in the fruitcake toss? Now remember, anybody can be in this thing. It does not have to be anybody of note. It can be anybody. Anybody you want to put in the fruitcake toss, you give us a call. We'll put them in the fruitcake toss. As I've said, it could be your mother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, grandmother. Anybody can really participate in this thing. So anybody who would like to be in the fruitcake toss, just make sure they know the date and they can come, and we will put their name down. So if anybody has any entries, let me know. 740-751-4038. Ah, maybe this is an entry coming down the pike here already this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I wanted to call and tell you the police called me yesterday, and I don't know who will be in it. I think it was Lieutenant Brown. He said somebody will be in it.
Oh,
so
good.
You can put them down.
Lieutenant Brown, you say?
Yeah, I tried to get the chief of police, but they told me Lieutenant Brown would contact me, and he did. So.
Oh, good. So we don't. It could be the chief of police, but Lieutenant Brown.
No, I don't think he will. I think it'll be Lieutenant Brown or somebody like that.
Oh, good. So we got somebody from the police department.
Police. Yeah, he said last year they had something going on at the same time or something. That's why they couldn't do it.
Well, I think this is a good idea to call people early because it seems like we're getting a lot more entries this year.
Yeah, and can you tell me anything more about it? You're going to have prizes and there'll be, I don't know, like food there. Is there anything else?
The winner will get a plaque. This year we do have a plaque. Bob Welch is bringing a plaque in.
Okay. Is that the grand prize?
Yeah, well, the winner will get a plaque, they'll get a fruitcake, they'll get a certificate, and they will get some kind of food prize. We're not really sure what it's going to be. Could be a pizza, could be a dinner somewhere, but that will be the prize for the winner this year.
So they get a plaque, a certificate, and food, I mean, some kind of food, and what else was it?
And a fruitcake, a Claxton fruitcake.
Oh, that fruitcake, yeah.
Yeah. Now, also, besides that, and it's, you know, a community event. I mean, we've got a lot of high people in this now. We've got the sheriff. We've got Buckeye Guy coming in from Columbus. We've got, who else do we have in this thing? You know, I wish I had both my list here. Well, we got James Anderson, the naturalist. Former Mayor Kellogg's involved in this. So a lot of people of note in the community, which is nice.
Now, are you going to take any kind of donations or not?
You know, I have, if it's something, what we're trying to figure out at the station is, it will be a free will donation. It won't be a mandatory thing. But,
That's what I mean.
Yeah, what'll probably happen is it will be for some group for Christmas, and I'm not sure who will be in charge of that night, but I'm sure, yeah, people will be able to donate something. I know that the Christmas clearinghouse is already over by that point, so it won't be that. But it might. What I would really like to do, and what I think it will probably be, even though I got to talk it over with the people at the station, it might be to do something nice for the homeless shelter at Christmas, because I know there are kids there.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, so it'll probably be something like that, but not really sure yet. Probably won't know until we get to that date, because it will be free will. We're not going to make it mandatory that anybody donate anything. But yeah, that's where we are at this point, and I know a lot of people are thinking of coming and watching. I wish we could get a hold of Ralph Thacker. I don't know if his name. I see him every so often in the grocery store, and hopefully in the next 50 days I'll see him. But I don't know if his name's in the phone book. I don't know how to really get a hold of him.
Nobody's in the phone book.
I know.
I don't think there's one person's name in. In fact, I think the last year or two, I haven't even got a phone book, I don't think.
Now, have you made any progress with who else? Oh, Ray Grogan? Is any?
No, I haven't called anybody else. And Jason Chauber's supposed to. I haven't heard from him. And I think everybody else I've called, I've heard from.
Did you happen to call Jim Ganahl and Colleen Marshall?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Some of the other ones maybe could call them, because last year I called Judge Edwards and Grogan and some of those. So those ones I'm going to call, but I think I had 10 or 12 last year. So maybe some of the other listeners can pick them up. But if I don't hear, maybe, because today it's raining and I have so much stuff to do that and stuff. So
kind of a gloomy day, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do anything outside, so I have to do inside stuff and everything. But so I just wanted to call and let you know that that he said somebody would, you know, show up. And I said, well, if any of the others want to do it, as I told Grogan's office and everybody, they can, you know, can come and do it. Toss the fruitcake.
Toss the fruitcake, that's right. Doesn't cost anything and should be a lot of fun. Oh, and I should mention Don O'Bower's in it. Now, he holds the record for the fruitcake toss, so he's in it. So we've got quite a group.
Now, where were they all parked?
You know, they kind of parked everywhere. Some people parked over on Washington. Some people parked down South Prospect. Everybody made it okay. I think they all found places to park last year.
I think Mr. Schauber, Jason, told me he owned either houses or property over there, and they could park there, but I'll have to ask him. I have no idea where it is around there.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he owns houses around there.
Yeah, if he has any place where people could park. Last year, I don't remember an issue with parking, so that was good. But, yeah, I think it turned out okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, now we have the Marion Police Station entered into this contest. Lieutenant Brown will be participating in the fruitcake toss. So now we not only have Sheriff Bales, but we have Lieutenant Brown. All right, so we're going right down the line here. Does anybody else have anybody they would like to enter into the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you have any questions regarding the fruitcake toss, feel free to give us a buzz. And we certainly can discuss it here this morning. Now, I did get some information yesterday. Finally got this information after many, many days of talking about it here on the air, is that the old Popeyes and White Castle is going to be a Charlie's cheesesteak place. Apparently yesterday or the day before, they were putting the sign up, a Charlie's cheesecake. Charlie's Philly cheesesteak, I believe, is actually what it's called. Has anybody ever been to a Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place? They seem to be moving a lot faster than the Del Taco people are. But has anybody ever been to a Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place? Apparently we're going to have one here in Marion before too long. They're putting the sign up, so once they get that place staffed, I imagine the doors will be open there where White Castle and Popeyes was here on Mount Vernon Avenue. Although I kind of call that the cursed business location, because everybody for years said they wanted a White Castle, then White Castle came in, and then it was gone, and then everybody thought Popeyes was a good idea, and they were really busy when they opened, and then it kind of went by the wayside, I think, quicker than White Castle did. So we will hope that Charlie's Philly cheesesteak has a better run, we should say, than maybe White Castle or Popeyes did. But has anybody ever been to a Charlie's Philly cheesesteak? Give me a buzz. I'd love to know what it's like. I mean, obviously they have cheesesteak, but what else do they have? Are they like fries, burgers? Do they have other things on the menu besides the big cheesesteak? Are they more like an Arby's, or are they like a McDonald's, or what are they like? If anybody has any information on the Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038, and that is to open where White Castle and Popeyes used to be located here in Marion on Mount Vernon Avenue. Also, we're still trying to figure out when Bath & Body Works is making the move to the Kohl's Plaza. We know they did close down in the mall, but we don't know when the opening date is set for the opening out here by Kohl's. I would imagine sometime before the holiday season. And the Burke's outlet, which is not called Burke's. You know, there was a sign out there saying Burke's outlet coming soon, and we all thought it was going to be a Burke's, but the name on the building is not Burke's. It's something else. And I've got to drive down by there. I have not been down by there since the other day when I saw that it did not say Burke's. Now, I don't know if it's an offshoot of Burke's or if Burke's has changed their name or what that's all about, but is it the same type of place? And what does Burke's sell? I've never been into one of those Burke's clothing outlets. Is that primarily a women's store, or is that a men's store, or a combination of both? If anybody has any information on the Burke's outlet or the movement of Bath & Body Works from one side of town to the other, or the Charlie's Philly cheesesteak place, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. And I would say the Del Taco place, but at this point, I really don't know what's going on there. I don't think anybody knows what's going on there. It looks like it's almost finished, but not a whole lot of movement in that particular area. So if anybody has any information on the Del Taco place, they can also share that. 740-751-4038. All right. Now, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Oh, well, you know, a lot of people heard about this yesterday. We knew about it and did not talk about it. We were actually invited to come out yesterday to this event. Decided not to do it because it was kind of a quick event, it looked like. But Governor DeWine was in town yesterday out at Tri Rivers, touring the facility. And Tri Rivers is a great facility, and I'm glad he made it in town to tour that facility, because that's one of the things here in Marion that we should be proud of. You know, we always talk about the downers in Marion. Well, the Tri Rivers facility is certainly an upper, really what should I say? That really is on the forefront of the state, in the forefront of the state for new jobs and training kids to do things that are going to be needed here in the future. So the governor was out at Tri Rivers yesterday. Now, here's the funny thing about that. I really don't have much to say about that except this. You know what the number one comment I heard from people who knew that the governor was there? Now, this just goes to show you how trivial a society we really are. But you know what the number one thing was? It wasn't, why was the governor here? It wasn't what did the governor do. It wasn't isn't Tri Rivers great. It wasn't even where was he. It wasn't any of that. You know what it was? It was, boy, I did not know he was that short. That was the big comment that I heard more than once yesterday about Governor DeWine. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, and I don't think people were trying to be mean to Governor DeWine by saying that, but does being short mean something bad? I don't know. You know, I do know, and it is factual, if you go back and look at it, that when he has went to debate other people, that he has stood on a box, because he is rather short. I don't know how tall he is, just not much over 5 foot, I would say. But isn't it interesting that people commented on his height, that was the most interesting thing about his visit yesterday? Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people who took away more than just his height, but that was just strange yesterday that I saw so much conversation about the height of the governor. Does that mean anything to anybody, how tall the governor is? You know, I think maybe we should focus more in on that he actually came to Marion, and that he came to Tri Rivers and interacted with the kids and looked at the great facility that we have out there. What do you think about this whole governor height thing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And on the converse side of this, you know, we do point out things that aren't going so well in Marion. It's just what you do. I think all cities do that. But there are a lot of things that are going well. You know, Tri Rivers being one of them. I think a lot of times we forget to talk about Tri Rivers and all the great things they're doing out there with Ram Tech and so on and so forth. But not only that, you know, the dorms. I always say we don't talk enough about the dorms on Mount Vernon Avenue, which are usually full right across the street from Ohio State. We've got a lot of degrees now you can get at Ohio State. We've got Marion Tech. We've got a vocational school. You know, not every community has a vocational school like Tri Rivers. These are good things in Marion. Now, why do you think they do not get the mention that the bad stuff does? Now, heaven knows we will run a story in the newspaper day after day after day about the Marion City schools and how bad they are, and we will run stories about people giving graduation speeches, and boy, that just sets the world on fire. But when it comes to these things like Tri Rivers and the great things they're doing, and the dorms here in town, and Ohio State, and Marion Tech, we don't really talk a whole lot about that. We want to talk more about the murders and the drugs and all that sort of thing, which every community has. It's not like we're unique in the fact that we have that problem just like other communities. But nobody points out these things that we do have, that and we don't recognize people for them. I don't know why we do that. Does anybody have any thought on that? 39 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. At 740-751-4038. Why are we always so quick to turn to the bad? I mean, I guess it's an age-old problem. And yes, you do have to report on murders and fires and thefts and things of that nature. There's no doubt about it. But why do we never concentrate on things like Tri Rivers? Why do we never concentrate on things like the dorms? And I think that the governor's visit really highlights this, that this is a great thing here in Marion, in which the governor would make a trip down here to visit. I don't know. Why is that never highlighted? Does anybody have a thought? Maybe, I don't know if the Star was there yesterday or not. Maybe we'll get a story out of it in the coming week. But that's the way it goes, I guess. But if anybody would like to add their 2 cents, or what do you think is a positive in Marion? Now, those are the positives off the top of my head, would be Tri Rivers and the Ram Tech program. Graham and the dorms out on 95. But what do you think is a positive in Marion? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, if you have any information on the Charlie's Philly Cheesesteak place on Mount Vernon Avenue, or the Burke's Outlet, or the Del Taco place, or the moving of Bath and Body Works, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you, or anything positive in Marion. Those are the things we want to hear here this morning. 740-751-4038. All right. Let's see here. Well, now here, this next topic's going to be a little touchy. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell this story, and it's going to be a little difficult to tell this story, because I'm not going to use the name of the person, and I'm not going to say what was said, because I don't want to bring that up. But I'm going to tell this story because I think this is a problem in society, to be honest with you. I think a lot of times perception is not exactly the way things are. And I think we have a problem with this in the news. I think we have a problem with this in our day-to-day life. And I think it's just one of those things. Now, I'm going to tell this story. And again, I'm not going to use the person's name because the point is not to bring it up to that person again. And I'm not even going to use what I said because I don't want to bring that up again. But I'm going to try to make a point with this. Now, here's what happened yesterday. Now, I was in a room alone with one other person. It was me and the one other person. So it wasn't a group of people who I said this in front of. But what happened was the person came in and let's just say they were dressed differently than I had really ever seen them dressed. That's all I'm going to say about the comment. So they were dressed differently than I'd ever seen them dressed. And I pointed that out. I said, hey, I've never seen you dressed like that before. And then I made a comment about the person. It was just a physical trait about the person. And it had no malicious intent. I mean, I was sitting alone with this person in a room. Clearly, if you were going to have malicious intent, you would have probably said it in front of a lot of people. If you were going to try to tell a joke, you would have said it in front of a lot of people. And all I was doing was, it was a trait about the person that just struck me. And it wasn't anything big, trust me. So I made this comment, totally thinking that I was just pointing out something because I had never seen the person dressed this way before. That's all. No malicious intent at all. And I will tell you, the person really took it the wrong way. Now, again, I won't say they got angry, and I won't say, but you could definitely tell they did not like that I had said this. And I did not follow it up with anything. I didn't say anything else. I didn't continue on with it. I just said it. Now, here's my philosophy on this whole thing. If I don't mean it maliciously, if I'm saying something and I don't mean it maliciously, I don't think the other person should take it maliciously. Because you know when somebody's trying to get at you or trying to make you feel bad. And this was just not one of those situations. I think what happened yesterday, and I don't know what was going on in this person's life, but I think the person was already a little stressed out. So when I made the comment, I think it just hit them wrong, and they got a little cranky. But have you ever had this problem in life where you said something, and it was completely innocent? No malicious intent at all with the comment. But they took it the wrong way, maybe because there are things going on in their life that day that they take it malicious. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because I can tell you, I look back on this now because it hasn't even been 24 hours ago yet. And I know when I made this comment, the only reason I was making the comment was because the person was dressed differently. That's all I was saying. That's the only place it came from. If they had not been dressed differently, it never would have come up. And it was not anything negative. It was not a knock. I would think if you were trying to knock somebody, you would probably do it in front of other people. Or you would really try to make a spectacle of it. And I didn't do that. I just said it once, and to be honest with you, it probably would have only come up once if there had not been such a bad reaction to it. But I think this happens in life a lot. I think people send out emails. I think people say things. And I think they're not really trying to be malicious, but yet people take it malicious. You know, have you ever had a wife or a girlfriend or a friend or anybody in life, maybe a coworker, and you say something to them, maybe, hey, you got something on your shirt, or there's something in your teeth, or, you know, your hair is sticking up over there, something like that. Now, you don't mean that with malicious intent, and hopefully you pull them aside privately to say it, but sometimes they take that maliciously because I think it embarrasses them for some reason. So I think that's just what happened here, and hopefully it went by the wayside. I'm sure it did. But have you ever had a problem with interpretation of something you have said to somebody that you did not mean with malicious intent, but yet the other person took it malicious intent? I know people have this problem all the time because people don't get together for the holidays. People don't get together for parties and birthday parties and things of that nature because people really get kind of strung out about this stuff. What do you think? And what is the advice to how you handle an event like this after you apparently make a comment to somebody that they take in a bad way, but you did not mean it in a bad way? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think? Now, my rule of thumb is, and has always been, if I don't mean it in a bad way, if when it came out of my mouth, I knew that I was not trying to insult the person or be malicious, then it's okay. Because if I truly was not trying to insult the person, then how can I be upset for saying it when I know I was not trying to be rude? So, I don't know. Does anybody got an opinion on this? 48 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. You know, this is real psychological stuff here. And I thought I would bring it up because I just think that this happens so many times in life. How many times have you said something to somebody, and a lot of times you don't even know it ticked them off? Then you find out maybe the next time you see them, or through a friend, or through somebody else, that you have ticked them off. And you don't even realize you did it, because you didn't mean the comment in a bad way. So in that situation, what do you do? And has anybody else experienced this? You know, it comes back to the old saying, you know, of, you know, how do I look? You know, how many people have gotten dressed up, or how many people have gotten a new haircut, and they walk up to you and they go, how do I look? Now, you know darn well they do not want the truth if they look bad. They do not want you to say, oh, you look bad. No, they don't want, or maybe they took too much hair off the top. Or, well, maybe that dress doesn't fit exactly right. You know, they don't want to hear that. And I think that's what this situation was. I can see how the comment I made, which I'm not going to tell you, could have been taken maliciously, but it was not meant maliciously. And when it came out of my mouth, I had no idea that this would be a negative. But clearly it was. But I do want to say, I believe it was interpreted as a negative because the person was already a little stressed out yesterday. So that's what I'm going to stand by on this one. So what do you think? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. There's got to be somebody out there this morning who has experienced something similar to this or close to this that would have an idea as to how this situation evolved. So give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And again, I understand it's a little vague, but I do not want to repeat the comment again. And I do not want to say who I said it to, because you don't want to, you know, what does that stir up a whole pot again? But do you think as a society we're a little more touchy than we used to be, that we don't take comments very well, that things that were not meant to be rude are taken as rude? Maybe we're a little more sensitive than we used to be. Now, that's an interesting question, because I look at the schools now, and I look at the workforce, and I think, are we more sensitive than we once were? Do we not take constructive criticism very well? I don't know. How do you think we are? Do you think we're a more sensitive society? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. And you know what the thing, I'll tell you something. I will give you a little side note about this whole situation. Is that the day before with this person, I had said a lot of nice things, completely nice things to them, and that wasn't remembered very well. But the one thing that I said that could have been construed as a negative thing, even though it wasn't, is the thing that stuck out in a two-day period. Not all the nice things that I said the day before, but the one thing I said that I guess could have been interpreted as a negative, even though it was not meant maliciously, which is a whole nother can of worms, because why don't we concentrate on the good? It's kind of like the city. You know, we concentrate more on the bad things going on in the city than the good things. And I think people in general, individual people, I think they concentrate more on negative comments than positive comments, even though I am sticking to my guns that I did not mean this comment negative. So who's got a comment on this? And if I'm in the wrong, you can call and tell me I'm in the wrong, although I'm not going to repeat the comment, because heaven knows we don't need that kind of trouble here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a call on this rainy, dreary Wednesday morning, last Wednesday in the month of October. Octubre, as they would say. What do you think? Do people misinterpret? Are people a little too sensitive in life? I think they are. But again, just my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Did I hear someone say it was opinion time?
I would love an opinion on this.
Well, first off, let's get started off on the right foot. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things on the bus route this morning?
Very fine, thank you.
Good to hear.
Okay, so just one teensy tiny little question here as I listen to you go on about your conundrum.
Well, that's a good word.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to broaden my vocabulary here. But one thing I don't want to do is use words that I don't know what they mean, so then I look dumb.
Oh, by the way, I do have a question before we get into this. Are you going to call up Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl? Because this list is mounting, but I feel we should call them before you know, it gets too far, so they can put it on their schedule if they can make it.
Well, that seems kind of intimidating. I don't mind smarting off to you, but I might get tongue-tied or embarrassed to call them.
Oh, no, they're nice people.
Well, what about that
One lady seems to be quite the secretary, Judy.
Yeah, Judy's, but apparently Judy does, because she's called the police and the sheriff and the prosecutor and the city council, apparently she doesn't, even though I gave her the numbers yesterday, I guess she doesn't want to call them. I don't know.
Well, I'll think about it.
Okay, but give us, we got 5 minutes, give us your opinion.
Well, that's just it. I don't have an opinion. And my question would be, how can the audience make an informed, or make a, have form an opinion if we don't know what it is that you said? Because maybe you did say something pretty bad.
Now, is it all based in what I said, really?
Well, that's the very nature of what we're talking about.
Yeah, but here's, if
I... That's the only thing that matters. The whole conversation revolves around this mystery comment.
Well, I guess my point is, if it's just me and the other person in the room, the only person who heard it was the other person. So it's not even like they were embarrassed, because there was nobody else to hear it. And
well, that doesn't even make sense, because there's a lot of embarrassing things that you could say to someone.
Well, but I think it is...
If it were just me and you in the room, and you pointed out, well, Sarah, I've never really been around you that much. I didn't know you were this...
No, I would probably cry.
My lip would quiver. I'd want to punch you in the face.
Well, see,
that.
Oh, but that's a rude comment. I can interpret that as a rude comment. I would not say that. And it's just, and this is not the comment I made, so don't take it this way. But like, if let's say the person looked bad, if I said, hey, you look awful today, you know, okay, I can understand why that would be interpreted as a rude comment. I get that. But also, it still is contextual, because if I take you aside and I wait to make this comment till it's just you and I in the room, maybe I'm telling you this just so you're aware if people are looking at you funny. But rather than making the comment in front of a group of people where that really might embarrass you.
I don't know. I think we would have to, and before we can make an opinion, we would have to, or form an interpretation of it, we would have to know what it was.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I'm not going to try to do what you do and get people to say things that they said. I say you don't want to talk about it. You said you didn't want to say it, so don't say
it. I'll tell you why I don't want to say, and it's why I didn't say the person's name. Because if this person happens to be listening, I don't want them coming back to me today and saying, hey, you know, you furthered this incident, which I was already not happy about, by going on and using my
name. But if it was just the two lesbians, we would have no way of knowing who this person was. And you're already talking about it.
Okay, that makes... I'll tell you what, I'll give you the comment, but I'll never tell
give
you who I
clue.
Said.
This is like Family Feud. Give us a clue.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I said, and I'll tell you what I said, but I'm not going to say who I said it to, so still that person will still be, you
there
know...
There you go.
Okay, here's what I said, with 90 seconds left to go this hour, so people can take the break and decide if what I said was rude. Now, you got to remember, the person was dressed differently. This is what prompted it. The person was dressed differently than they normally... I'd never seen them dressed this way. This is what prompted the comment. And what I said to them was, I said, I never noticed how big your legs were. Oh, now don't do that.
Oh, God.
No. That's not a rude comment.
I have... My legs look like tree trunks. They're real big and fat.
I would be,
no, Scott, that is hurtful.
No, but I had no malicious intent in this. And it wasn't.
Maybe you just didn't think before. And listen, I'm not trying to make you feel worse than you do. I don't know. I'm assuming you feel bad. Maybe you have a clear conscience. But Scott, that people that are big know they're big. And do you think somebody wants to, do you think you want to wake up fat?
No. But wait, now wait. Now this person is not big. It was not like that. It was, you know, we got a break. I hope you're able to call back next hour, because I want to talk more about
it. I hope so too, because this is like ... to be continued.
We're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really